Butte's named for Big Butte, that little pointy thing on the west side. It's not honestly that big.
Right.
I guess that was seen as a dramatic thing back in the olden days. And it's an aspect of the landscape that does dominate, and it's pretty specific. The deposit, though, is not in those rocks. Those rocks are volcanic rocks at Big Butte. The granite, which underlies that, is where the deposits are found. So the geology, of course, is why Butte is here. I don't think you come here in middle of winter at 40 below. You'd want to stay that long if it wasn't for the potential for wealth and riches.
Right.
But so that's kind of cool for me, too, because as a geologist, it's, you know, Butte history is, okay, I'm just looking at the last 150 years instead of the last 150 million.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about the sorts of minerals that are present in the ground here? And how does it, you know, I know that they followed lodes underneath, you know, when they were mining in the tunnels and that, but I just don't quite get how those things form.
The ultimate question that you didn't quite ask is, why is it exactly right here? Why is this almost certainly literally the richest hill, the most valuable mineral deposit in the world? That's one of our nicknames, but it's almost certainly actually true.
Really? That's true.
It really is. It's hard to prove that with respect to some of the ancient deposits in the Roman Empire or whatever, but it's very likely that it's almost true. So why is it right here? We don't know. that's the true, honest answer. Maybe it's just the luck of the draw that in the early earth there were blobs of, you know, good minerals that just got concentrated, like in a bread pudding or a plum pudding or something,
okay.
And they're still kind of there, or something else. I've talked to people who are way smarter than I am about this kind of thing, and they don't know either. They'll talk a lot, but they don't know. But to get to your actual question, how and why did the veins form? That's a lot easier, actually. So there's been some faulting, and then the granite bodies come up and heat everything up and melt things. So they mobilize all these elements that came from somewhere that we don't exactly know where. Plenty of theories, but we don't exactly know. And think of the veins essentially as cracks in the rock. And so these late, partially molten or molten, but getting ready to crystallize things that are enriched in the copper sulfides and all the other stuff. Molybdenum is another one of our main elements that we have. Because of the different melting points, they go into these cracks and fill it up, and as it cools off, they crystallize. So that's essentially what a vein is a crack that's full of other stuff. It might just be plain old barren quartz, but it might be 10, 12 feet wide copper sulfide, too.
Wow.
Yeah, they like those.